January 1st, 2009, we will request another $25 billion. Then on June 15th, we will ask for $50 billion. On September 30th, another $50 billion. Then, provided there's a rebound in new car sales, on December 15th, $100
billion. The USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet.
In 2008, sales of Ford cars and trucks fell 21%. At General Motors, the figure was 23%. And Chrysler saw a whopping 30% decline in sales last year. Supporters of the big three automakers argue that the government needs to provide Detroit with at least $50 billion in taxpayer money in order to save the American car industry. That's in addition to the $25 billion in federally subsidized loans they've already received. President Barack Obama agrees we must bail out Chrysler, GM, and Ford. So why will taxpayers end up rewarding Detroit for making unprofitable cars?
Chevrolet designers and engineers used all their know-how to make this 1960 Corvair the compact car that people could count on.
Hard to believe, isn't it, that the Detroit car manufacturers, the city that bequeathed to America the Aztec, Gremlin, Citation, and Granada, which President-elect Obama called the worst car Detroit ever built, could have lost so much money in the last year. While many commenters and union advocates paint Detroit's economic troubles as a consequence of the financial crisis, the troubles of the big three long predated the current mess. In 2007, for instance, the Japanese car manufacturer Toyota pulled in massive profits while selling fewer cars than General Motors, who during the same period were losing billions. We asked University of Maryland professor Peter Morisi why Detroit was losing so much money while Toyota was cleaning up.
The basic problem is their labor costs are too high, they have legacy costs from the past, and they're burdened by debt. It's absolutely absurd to think that you can pay $75 an hour in wages and benefits and make cars successfully in North America or any place else. The United States has a competitive advantage in making cars if the labor costs are adequately aligned, because those automakers are expanding. There's nothing particularly superior about the engineering in a Toyota.
But bailout supporters, using much-disputed figures provided by the Automotive Institute, an auto industry-associated think tank, claim that if the big three are allowed to fail, approximately 3 million jobs will be lost.
But that's not going to happen. The transplants, the Japanese manufacturers, the Koreans, the imports, can't supply the entire U.S. automobile market. The domestic automobile factories would be reopened by someone else.
If Detroit is immune from market pressures exerted on its competitors, will other countries choose to ignore our subsidies and continue providing jobs to hundreds of thousands of American workers? If union bosses insist on securing exorbitant wages for its members, wages far higher than any other car manufacturer in the world, but American consumers aren't willing to pay extra costs for an inferior product, should Washington bilk the taxpayer to fund cars it didn't want in the first place?
Let me ask you this. Why should a waitress making $12 in Indiana send her tax dollars to Washington to subsidize someone with a pay package equal to about $75 an hour?
Americans are skeptical. While there's some support for the money already loaned to Chrysler and General Motors, a majority are against providing any further assistance to the big three. But that's of no consequence to President Obama or your representatives in Congress, because bailout mania has come to Washington, and both Wall Street and Detroit are standing in line, hands outstretched, waiting for politicians to intervene in the economy and save American jobs, whether you like it or not. For Reason TV, I'm Michael Moynihan.
America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter. Nothing can...
Congressman, with all due respect, we are not talking about a gift or a subsidy. We are talking about a loan.
A loan on which you will mostly certainly default.
Yes.